Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head boys track coach Greg Wickett and athlete Elliot Carlson, Humboldt head boys soccer coach Joe Hadar, and Humboldt head girls soccer coach Rod Mooney. Humboldt spring sports came to a close with the state track and field meet last week and the end of the boys and girls soccer seasons. Humboldt's boys track team would just miss out on two medals down at the state meet, as Elliot Carlson placed ninth in the long jump, just half an inch from placing in the top eight for a medal.
Getting to run a few events especially, it's just a great atmosphere, and be back next year.
The shuttle hurdle team would qualify for the finals and place eighth, but a disqualification in the finals for Humboldt would negate a medal. Head coach Greg Wickett.
I thought Elliot Carlson had a really good run in the long jump, just getting nipped out of a medal.
The official had more than one of our runners, his trail leg being over a hurdle in the other lane. You know, it's no one guy. It was probably a technique thing where they were just a little too wide with their trail leg. And there's sticklers down here. They got an official on every hurdle for the whole race. And, you know, if you're not exactly perfect, you know, they're going to get you. And that's what it was. And I don't think it didn't give us really any advantage in the race. It just was a little thing that maybe we could take and learn from and not have it happen in the future, because we ran a good race there. Super happy with these guys. They, you know, they're a great group of kids to be around. You know, I think more than ever this year, I realized what I like about coaching and teaching, and I like being around kids. I mean, they make you a big kid yourself, and you just listen to their dumb conversations and laughing at them, and you know, living and dying with them in sports. And it's just, I like that. I like being around the kids, and this kind of rejuvenated me a little bit, I think.
A Humboldt boys soccer team fell in the sub-state finals 4-1 at Perry Wednesday night to end the co-NCC champ season just shy of a third straight state tournament appearance with a 13-2 overall record. I caught up with head coach Joe Hadar after the match.
You know, I thought we started well. We had the ball down at their end and had a couple shots early on. We'd seen film of them and know that they can pass the ball around the penalty area. And we haven't really played a team like that. And that is, you know, one of the things that I'm sure the people in the state have looked at our schedule and said, well, we haven't seen everything. So we saw that tonight. But, you know, one of the really encouraging things is they won the first half, came back and challenged them and made it 2-1 in the second half. And, you know, we were still going after their goal at the last couple of minutes. We had a couple corners and, you know, we were still in the game and still trying. So that's what we ask our guys, you know, give 110%. They did. It's been a great year for this team. It's going to end sometime. Hopefully, you know, you want to be state champions, but only one team gets to be state champions. They're a good team, and you know, like, we had the weather at the Nevada tournament. If we'd been able to be in their bracket and play them, which was the way it was headed, maybe we would have learned this lesson that night and been a little more prepared tonight. But, you know, it is what it is. High school sports, we put in the effort, and we had a good game. Christian won a penalty kick and got a goal in the second half. So, and it wasn't just Christian. You know, we had a lot of good chances in the game. Just, you know, shooting sports, sometimes the ball just won't go in for you.
Long time you were talking to your team down there after the match. What was said and shared with that team the last time you were going to be together on the pitch here in 2024?
Oh, just how proud we are of them and the work that they put in this year and the adversity that they faced. I said, you know, even tonight we don't really have the starting 11 that we'd like. You know, we've just had somebody injured or, you know, not being able to play. So it's kind of been that year for us. You know, we didn't 10 run anybody, but we kept winning and we were determined. We just, the grit of this team, we talked about how much we enjoyed seeing them get out there and win games that they had to really battle to win games. And it's been a battling team. It's been a tough year for them. They left it all on the field tonight, and we're just really proud of the effort they made. We thank the seniors. Seniors have been fantastic leaders for this group. Like I said, you know, we finished top 16 in the state in our class. Just really talked about, you know, how much we appreciated the work that the guys put in all year and wanted something better for their finish. But, you know, we didn't get to state this year, but we're still pretty tough. We're happy with the effort that everybody put into the whole season.
Thoughts on this program moving forward as you get ready eventually for that 2025 season with this group that you got coming back?
Oh, man, we look good. You know, really happy with the sophomores. The sophomores that are playing regularly now hardly got any time last year, so that should be good news for the freshmen too, because I know we've got a lot of good soccer players in the freshman class who didn't see a lot of varsity time, but the sophomores are a solid group, and they're going to be led by a couple really strong juniors. Not as big a class of juniors, but, you know, still good. And just the leadership of this senior group, it's the program's at a good level right now, and that's down to the players. you know, the players are the quality. They're the talent. We're doing the best that we can to coach them up and get them ready for games. Coach Murtha has been a big plus for us. Coach Beach and I, we've been working together for a couple of years, and you know, we've got our roles, and I think we fit in there pretty well. 2025, you know, we're not rebuilding, we're reloading. Solid group of players coming back. I know we're losing six senior starters. Maybe we'll struggle, we'll see, but, you know, we're going to keep after it, and pretty quality program right now. So I want to keep it that level, and we've got the players and the commitment from the players that I think will stay there.
No tough ending to the 2024 season tonight, but congratulations on three straight NCC titles now, almost making it back here for a third time in state tournament and making it back to the sub-state finals again this year. Wish you the best of luck coming up in 2025.
The Humboldt Wildcats girls soccer season came to an end Wednesday night with an 8-0 loss to Gilbert in the regional semifinals. I sat down with head coach Rod Mooney after the loss to discuss the match and the season.
Well, going into it, we knew that Gilbert was a strong team at all three levels. We knew that we were going to have to compete at a pretty high level, and I thought our kids came in with the right attitude, and they did a good job of playing hard all the way through, all the way to the end. Gilbert did a good job of putting a lot of pressure on us and taking a lot of shots from distance. You know, our defense was pretty solid despite giving up 8 goals, I thought, and, you know, Lena did a really nice job in goal. I think she had like 17 saves, so she has really progressed as the season went on and has learned the position well, and I thought she really showed some growth as the season went on, and especially against Gilbert.
How would you characterize looking back on this 2024 season?
Well, I think it was a largely successful season for us. I thought we did a good job of, you know, starting to recognize our strengths and our weaknesses and trying to put kids in positions to accentuate those. You know, I think as the season progressed, I think we got better as the season went on. I think our kids started to understand some concepts that, you know, some teams that we've had in the past couldn't quite get to because of lack of experience or you know, whatever it may be. But I thought our kids this year did a really good job of that. I think we had really tremendous senior leadership. Seniors that we had this year really led the way for us in terms of, you know, how we play and the culture and the effort and the attitude that we come into every game with. So I was super pleased to see that. And then the younger kids did a great job of following right along and figuring it out, you know. And this season, a lot more successes than failures, I think. This is the third time in the program history that we've had double-digit wins. We had a winning season in the NCC, you know, so we really did some good things. Set a lot of soccer records for girls. Ava McIntyre rewrote the scoring records. She had 19 goals this season. She's got 35 goals for the most goals as a varsity soccer player in Humboldt. She had the most goals in a game, the most points in a season, and the most points in a career. You know, she really did a lot of really good things for us up front. And, you know, she'd like to say that she was surprised by that, but I don't think we were. She did a nice job of putting in some work outside of the season, and it really paid off for her. You know, Elsie Hubble also set a couple of records this year for shots and shot for a career as a junior and shots in a season at 110 shots this year. So she really helped pick up our offense this year. So between her and Ava, they did a nice job in terms of creating offense for us, which I felt we lacked last year. So to see that pick up this year, and you know, we had to change our formation to get there, you know, to put a lot more pressure on our midfielders to sort of patrol the midfield with just 3 kids instead of 4, and then moving another kid up into the forward half allowed us to create a lot more offense this year, which was nice to see.
The seniors on this team, what did they mean to this program here in 2024 with that leadership that they provided?
Well, every single one of them, despite their role, no matter what their role was, right? You know, they could have been varsity starters or coming off the bench. They led by example all year long. So, you know, I'm talking about Brianna Lang and Tyler Smith and Ava McIntyre and Ashley Carvajal and Ella Olson and Kiara Ludolph and Reagan Lee and Claire Weider. They did a tremendous job of setting the tone for us in practice from day one and did a tremendous job of being positive leaders and accepting whatever role was out there and doing their best in that role. You know, some kids moved positions. Some kids, you know, kind of played the same position all the time. Some kids came in and played every single position on the field, you know, and that kind of attitude is contagious. You know, people want to be a part of a team where people are good people and teammates are good people. And that really showed through, I thought, this year. You know, our year wasn't without some struggles. You know, we had some tough games, and, you know, watching those kids sort of steady the ship and, you know, make sure that everybody understands that we're going to be okay and we're going to keep playing hard and we're going to get things right was really fun to see. And, you know, I've coached some of these kids in other sports, and I saw it there too. You know, it's not like a kind of a one-off thing, and I've watched some of these kids in other sports, and, you know, leadership is leadership no matter where you're at, and these kids really get it. And it's a really fun season in terms of being a coach, because, you know, you just get to watch these kids kind of expand their roles and their leadership and their ability to be positive people in tough circumstances. And I can't say enough about what a great group of seniors we had this year.
As we look forward to 2025 for this Humboldt girls soccer program.
Well, going into next year, you know, clearly we're going to have a lot of minutes available in our lineup in terms of, you know, how we fill in for some of these seniors that we'll be missing. And got a lot of kids that got a lot of experience. We have a large number of kids out for soccer, so that's awesome, you know. So, you know, we'll have to do some learning as we go a little bit next year, but a lot of the lessons that we learned this year, we expect to carry over. You know, certainly have enough kids with enough experience that step into that role of leadership, and we have enough kids with enough experience that can step into the role of those taking some of those minutes and making those minutes a little bit bigger. You know, I think our junior class and our sophomores and our freshmen really did a nice job of coming along as the season went on, and so we look forward to that. You know, it's always an interesting challenge when you put together a team every year, and we've got some eighth graders next year that'll be coming along with us. They were able to come to practice with us a little bit this year, and they got some early experience, so it will be nice to see how some of those kids fit into our lineup next year too. But, you know, it's always an exciting challenge, you know, and we've got some off-season lifting to do, and you know, chances to get better as we go, and so hopefully we take advantage of that and come into next season ready to go.
Well, appreciate you taking some time here, Coach, to talk about the 2024 soccer season, and wish you best of luck eventually for the program here in 2025.
All right, great. Thank you.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.